me any good. I'm in the wrong town. I sit there in Hollywood just for a second there. I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons to the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts. Gonna dress in drag. Oh, a fool here would think it got anything to prove. Lot of water under the bridge. A lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen. I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Stuff that just sounds great when you knit them all together, which I did. Well, I thought. Anyway, we started out with, I spoke over that track by Bobby Keys. Bobby Keys put out he's the greatest rock and roll sax player of them all, one of them, you know, Steve Douglas aside, but that was his 1972 Warner Brothers record that he made with a cast of characters. Everybody from Dave Mason to Eric Clapton to Jack Bruce, Jim Gordon, Ringo, everybody. It's very much like what you heard on a track like Apple Jam by the George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. Anyway, after that we heard J.J. Cale doing Chasing You from his Stay Around LP. J.J. Cale probably had more stolen from him by Eric Clapton than anyone. other than Delaney. I mean, Delaney Bramlett and J.J. Cale were certainly the two greatest influences on the second half of Eric Clapton's career, no doubt. And actually, if you go back and listen to those guys, even better. After that, we heard a track by Little Feat. I got to talk about Little Feat because I got to talk about my friend Jesse Lauder's film, the documentary he did about Little Feat. He also did a documentary about Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which is incredible. Both those films, I'm so lucky to know Jesse. I'm so happy for him with his new film. I'm trying to remember the name of his first film, Live Together, track from the Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Anyway, Jesse, sorry, I fumbled that one badly. He is, and then because I have so much Little Feat in my head, they kind of fit, and I kind of wanted to play them, and I did. And I played Two Trains Running off the Dixie Chicken LP. Lowell George on vocals, oh my God. After that, we heard a track by Doug Somm from the Doug Somm and His Band album on Atlantic. That's that solo album that he did with all the great guests. Also, Dr. John, Bob Dylan, Flaco Mendes, Dave Bromberg, on and on. We're playing a lot of stuff with a lot of great people behind them. Jesse Winchester did Step by Step, sounding a little bit like Little Feat, I'd have to say. That's from his 1976 LP, Let the Rough Side Drag. Then we heard Bob Dylan doing Things Have Changed. That is from the film Wonder Boys that was released on Columbia in the year 2000. That was after the Daniel Lanois album, Time Out of Mind. And that's basically his touring band playing with him, Charlie Sexton, Larry Campbell, Tony Garnier, and Dave Kemper. And then after Bob Dylan, we heard Paul McCartney doing Three Legs off the Ram album, just because I can play whatever I want. Okay. So in the next bunch of tunes, we're going to play a bunch of stuff that just because I want to. It's not even related to Delaney or Bonnie or Eric or George or any of the people, but actually some of it is. But anyway, we're going to hear Southern Hillman Foray. We're going to hear Chris Hillman with Manassas. We're going to hear one by Joe Walsh. I don't know how much time we're going to have to do all this stuff, but I'm going to try to fit as much in. This is Time Won't Let Me, and the show is well-named today because I have 62 songs queued up for today's show. There's no way I'm going to get to it all, but I'm going to try my best. So here we go with Southern Hillman Foray. This is actually a J.D. Souther song, followed by a Manassas tune, which is a Chris Hillman song.
Got the power. of good. Your memories were flowers. I'd be carrying that bouquet all the way.
Thirds of the way through the show, and I couldn't be happier.
Things are going really well.
Except my phone rang, and it interrupted me. But I'm not going to let that bother me, and I'm going to tell you what we just heard. That last break when I was talking, I was playing Leo Kottke's Vaseline Machine Gun behind me. Boy, was that great. And then we heard a couple faves of mine. Souther Hillman Foray did Heartbreaker. That's off the first Souther Hillman Foray album. That was a J.D. Souther song. There was another great band. Oh, my God. Jim Gordon, Al Perkins, Joe Lala, Paul Harris. I think Kenny Passarelli was involved in that one, too. And then we heard a track by Manassas. That was Stephen Stills' band with Chris Hillman again. And Hillman did that song. It was called Lies. That's off the Down the Road album. Hold on, I gotta move this along. It's a little better backup music. So yeah, we heard Manassas doing Lies. Then we heard Joe Walsh doing Life of Illusion, 1981. That's off the There Goes the Neighborhood LP. I think there was an extra track that was left over from The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get album. Produced, or I'm sorry, that's a co-write with Kenny Passarelli. So there's all these bands back in the day, all these groups and people that made records together with these assembly of amazing musicians. That's another one, that whole Boulder connection between Boulder and Cleveland that, you know, Souther Hillman Foray and Joe Walsh and a whole bunch of guys were on. Anyway, after that we heard a track by Mark Benno. He did Hot Foot Blues. That's his Lost in Austin album from 1979. Mark Benno did a number of records with Leon Russell as the Asylum Choir. That wasn't one of them. And then we ended with, are you ready for this? That was Chuck Prophet. Chuck Prophet with Jim Dickinson, a song he co-wrote, that Chuck co-wrote with Jewel Shear called Raisins. The band they called it was Raisins in the Sun. That was a song called All the Way, produced by Caldery and Slade. Those are the guys that ran Fort Apache in Boston, I think. And they recorded that one in Tucson. Kind of a Basement Tapes type project that Chuck was involved with back when he was working with manager Mike Lembo. I'm afraid those two guys don't talk anymore, but Lembo hooked up Chuck with all these great co-writers, and that was actually a really, really good period for both, for music. It was great. Behind me is the Olympians doing Mercury's Odyssey. Great instrumental track. And we're going to play a little blues the next five songs, and then we're going to go back and play some J.J. Cale and some Dave Mason and some more Joe Cocker and Leon Russell, and just keep on keeping on, because that's what we do here at Time Won't Let Me. So here we go with Freddie King, Joe Tex, James Carr, Lee Moses, Evie Sands, and Etta James. Not too bad, huh?
Okay.
Walking by Myself by Jimmy Rogers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Understand. I just want to be alone.
I don't mind working and standing on my feet, 'cause I've got 9 children and they sure got to eat. And I don't mind working, my fingers to the bones. But now listen, you got to let me go when my work is done. I wanna be free. I wanna be. Now every month I get bills that my wife has made. I'm somehow a love boy. They got to be paid. And I got to keep on working to have a decent house. Yeah. You know, I got to keep bread in my children. But I got to be free. I wanna be free. So now
That we heard a bunch of soul and a bunch of blues and kind of went off from our theme today of all things related to Delaney and Bonnie and Friends and those wonderful group of musicians. Just played a bunch of stuff that I think they probably would have liked. Freddie King doing Walking By Myself. That is actually from the Getting Ready album on Shelter Records. Shelter Records was the label that had Leon Russell. Later they had Tom Petty. Denny Cordell. Denny Cordell was incredible, by the way. This guy used to throw parties at his castle in Ireland that were legendary. And my friend Kate Hyman worked for Denny for a while. Never met him. Wish I had. Anyway, Joe texted, "I Want to Be Free." That's 1963 off of Dial Records. James Carr did Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. 1967, James wrote Dark End of the Street. I think we all know that one. Lee Moses did Adorable One from the 1971 album Time and Place. Evie Sands, a duet with Lucinda Williams, something called Cool Blues Story. That's the one that had that Bo Diddley beat. And that was from the A Woman in Prison album, produced by Chip Taylor. Jeez. And then Etta James doing I'd Rather Go Blind from her 1967 album on Cadet called Tell Mama, that was recorded at Fame Studios with Rick Hall. Legendary stuff, all day long, all show long. This is just as good as it gets. Anyway, let's hear some more J.J. Cale and some more Dave Mason and some more Joe Cocker and some more Leon Russell. We're just going to keep on keeping on. This is Time Won't Let Me on Radio Valencia.fm.
Have you heard that rumor that's going around? You got a man way across town. He's the same old story everybody's in. Yes, I heard the news. It's the same old blues again.
I'm on the road again.
Steely Dan. Oops. I hit my microphone with my baseball cap. I gotta watch out for that. All right. We heard J.J. Cale doing I Got the Same Blues. That's off his 1974 album, Okey. Then we heard Dave Mason. We heard Dave Mason doing The Lonely One. That's off of It's Like You Never Left album. That's got Stevie Wonder playing harp. Nobody sounds like Stevie Wonder playing harmonica. Just, it's so distinctive and so amazing. Then we heard a little snatch of Rock and Roll Stew by Traffic off of Low Spar from High Heel Boys. That's actually a Jim Capaldi track. Behind me is Pretzel Logic, Steely Dan doing Bodhisattva, and I just did it again. I gotta take my hat off. Anyway. Let's keep moving on. We're going to play a little Joe Cocker, a little Leon Russell, something by Mushroom with Gary Floyd, very short one. And then, if time, we're going to play something by the Grateful Dead, just because I feel like it.
I'm quite sure you understand. across the sky. This lovely planet caught my eye. And being curious, I flew close by. And now I'm caught here until I die. Until we die.
That is actually Gary Floyd from Sister Double Happiness singing that little snatch of that song, Learning to Live Together. That's the one that my friend Jesse Lauder's first film is named after. That's a Joe Cocker with Mad Dogs and the Englishman track. A little 20-second version of that. Amazing. All right. We heard a lot today, and I did a lot today to make you happy and to make me content also. We heard in that last block of music, we heard J.J. Cale doing I Got the Same Old Blues. That's from his 1974 album. I already said that, didn't I? Okay, sorry, my first mistake of the day. Almost perfect show. Oh, well. Anyway, we heard Joe Cocker doing Pardon Me, Sir. That's from his 1972 self-titled album. We heard Leon Russell doing Out in the Woods from his third solo LP. That's Carney. 1972. We heard that thing by Gary Floyd. Behind me is the Mystery Lights doing It's All Right. And then I wanted to play this song by Jerry Garcia Band. I don't think we can play the whole thing. We're going to play half of it. But it's Jerry Garcia doing Gomorrah. And I just love this. And that's going to take us out, folks. So thank you very much for listening. And I hope you enjoy this. And I hope you listen to this show. And I hope to do another one half as good. Show goes out to Dave Mason, Leon Russell, Mike Drum, Pat Thomas,